The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. And also, energy medicine is a way to tap into your body's innate wisdom. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Einstein put it this way: energy is all there is. The topic today is true self-alignment. Are you living your life as your true self or someone else's ideal life? Sometimes it takes just 10 seconds to realize you're out of alignment with who you truly are. Most use goals to help guide them in life. And we are so busy doing that we forget about being our true self. Setting standards rather than goals helps transform our lives to unleash creative potential and success. 10-second moments exist as agents of change taking you to your true path. The 10-second philosophy is about revealing your true self, your inner genius. Using the 10-second philosophy principles, you will discover that you are the solution to all your problems. Awaken to your true self. You can't be truly happy as not you. The 10-second philosophy will empower you to transform your business and relationships. The 10 seconds that you take to allow words, thoughts, questions, phrases, or ideas to access your true self will get you on the right path to live the best life you can and live radiantly. Derek Mills, known as the Standards Guy, is a former stutterer turned international speaker who created a remarkable philosophy of life, a life change that takes 10 seconds, which he shares with the audiences all over the world. His new book, The 10-Second Philosophy, A Practical Guide to Releasing Your Inner Genius, helps people reevaluate the whole concept of goal setting to live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilled life. This book helps you to reclaim your life, how to live your life as your true self. Many struggle with living up to someone else's ideal and don't even know who they are. Derek is a featured speaker in the personal development film Keeper of the Keys, which premiered in the U.S. in December 2011 and starred Jack Canfield, John Gray, and Marcy Shimoff. Derek is an international motivational speaker and coach, as well as a senior partner in one of the UK's leading wealth management organizations. You can find out more about Derek by going to his website, www.derek-mills.com. Welcome, Derek.
Hi, thank you very much, Anne. Thank you much for having me.
Oh, well, this is my pleasure, and I loved reading your book, and it really spoke to me, and I just, when I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh, I was meant to read this book. I was meant to hear this idea. So I'm so excited that we get to talk about this together.
Yeah, as am I, really am, because I know the work you do around energy, and I love part of what you were saying earlier on about everything being energy, and it is about how we work with that and accept it and allow it to flow truly. So it's, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, so we're going to let the energy flow between us, between our two continents today.
Indeed. By the way, I'm here at home in sunny Worcestershire in England. So it's and right now it's about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and the sun's shining and it's really warm. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you for painting that picture for us. So let's start with what happened at the age of 13 that changed your life.
It's funny how, and perhaps it isn't, how the universe being what I would call part of just oneness, they're all part of one thing. Oftentimes when we're not in the right place, the universe can send us signals and messages and ideas and happenings that cause us to shift the whole course of our life. When we pay attention, we can get the shift and get the idea and get the message. And that's a lot to do, as you know, of the 10-second philosophy about having the words, thoughts, questions, phrases, and ideas come to us and to allow them to work within us. Age 13, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was 13-year-old running home from school one day and ran into the house. And what I saw as I got to the house was friends and family, relatives, all sitting in the house, all looking, you know, pretty sad. And I didn't know what was going on, and no one was really speaking. And I began to look around and look out the window for my mother, because she would normally get the bus just after I got home from school, and she would get off the bus across the road and come home. And as I was looking out for her for a bus, because I knew that she could tell me what was going on, one of the neighbours literally burst into the house and shouted, "Mavis is dead. Mavis is dead." And she began weeping. And it was that moment that I found out my mother had died. And she'd gone into hospital for what we would now call a routine operation and never recovered. The thing about that her death is that I really didn't believe it. I didn't accept it mentally, emotionally, didn't accept it at all. And I found that from that evening when I literally just realised, you know, that she was gone, that I couldn't speak. That the actual trauma of her death literally took my voice away. And when I did speak about a week after the funeral, I went back to school. When I began to speak in the classroom on the first day back, I had an awful stutter and I couldn't get my words out and I was stuck. And I think a lot of us in lives have been stuck, you know, but when you're stuck and you're with a stutter, age 13, children aren't very helpful.
Right.
They can be very cruel. And they kind of just, you know, children being children, just compounded the problem and made me feel really isolated. And my voice disappeared and my stutter remained. And that really is my story. I remained a stutter right through school, right through college, and into my late 20s. It was only at another moment that the universe delivered back to me in my late 20s that made me realize actually I could get to speak again.
Well, in energy medicine, we talk about stuttering as a cause of chaotic energy or scrambled energy.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think emotional trauma like you had would certainly cause some chaos within your energy body. Yeah.
Yeah, it did. And it caused such chaos in me that, you know, I was completely lost. And, you might argue that a lot of people are lost when they're 13. But then to lose the person that you're nearest to, you know, love the most, and then to lose your voice. It was a challenging time. And of course it really limited me. But there is something about this, about the oneness, which I keep coming back to, as if to say that whatever happened to me, no matter what the pain was at that time, the very fact that I lost my mother's death, lost my voice, then found a way of discovering who I really was. And I found what I call my true voice in my late 30s. My true voice has given a voice to others to discover who they are. And the situation I'm in now to allow me to help others and guide and others around the world would not have happened if not for the collaboration of the universe and my mother's time here was done.
Right.
My voice clearly was not the voice I should have had. My real voice was inside of me, and it was the taking away of my earthly voice to allow the true voice to find its way back into my life in my late 20s. And as you know, that's when I discovered how to speak again properly. And then it was 10 years later on from that, when I was 38 years old, that my inner voice, the voice I came here with, the spirit I came here with, really began to speak through me. And that changed the whole of my life and allowed me to help others change theirs.
And this event that you're talking about is really the basis of the 10-second philosophy principle.
That's right.
Yeah. So you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Age, in my 20s, not only can I not speak very well, but I'm broke financially. I'm working on a commission-only basis, a results-only basis, and I'm working for the same company in my 30s. During that period of time, you know, married with four children, and always struggling, and every month, you know, being a struggle, and the money ran out before the month did, and I know so many of your listeners would have been in this situation, but I just couldn't get myself out of it, and for 18 years was a struggle. Saved my house from foreclosure, had to have the ignominy of having, you know, the sheriffs in my house to value our assets in the house whilst my in-laws were visiting from Ireland, and it was like, you know, humiliation after humiliation. But one night, 9 years ago now, that I was in the office and I'd been working the usual 6 days a week, and as I always did for many years, late at night, up at the office before my kids were even out of bed, and, you know, being really depressed, not seeing my wife, my children, and that was straining those relationships, not having many friends. And really, the universe spoke to me with a simple question, and it changed absolutely everything. This conversation we're having today is because of the question that was given to me by the universe 9 years ago. As I sat in the office about 9:30, the security guard came into the office and he said to me, "Derek, now time to lock up." And I said, "No," even though, you know, I was really tired and I was struggling what to do the next day and I had to sort myself out, I said, "Give me 10 more minutes." So he went away, then he came back. And I asked for 2 more minutes. And then he just looked at me and he said, "What time do you get in this morning?" And I said, "Well, you know, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. And then he walked away. But and as he walked away, the whole thing just hung, his words hung in the air, my response, because I've been up since 6, on the road since 7, in the office at 8. It was now almost 10 o'clock in the evening, my regular pattern. I was desperately unhappy, unhealthy and stressed and strained. And in that moment, I realized that my life was not my own. A voice spoke to me, and that voice I recognized in that moment, it was my voice. And in about 10 seconds, these concepts kept coming through me, ideas. And one of the ideas was, you're not happy because you're not who you truly are. And you can't be truly happy as not you. And as I stood there in that place, literally frozen to the spot, but knowing that there was truth coming through, what else came channeled through me was that, Derek, you've been setting goals for 18 years. And I had, by the way. Been to the courses, listened to the CDs, listened to the tapes, read the books, been setting goals for 18 years. And it said, there you are, broke and almost depressed after 18 years of doing this. And my inner voice said to me, goals don't work. Stop setting goals and instead go within. Find out what the standards are for you to live your life by and commit to a practical living through those standards one day at a time. Just that, just those concepts that came rushing through me. You know what? I was in such an awful place. I was also in a blessed place. Mm. And what I mean by that is that I was in such an awful place that I was blessed because I was willing to listen to my own voice. I don't know how many of people listening to our conversation today have had wisdom and guidance from within and have ignored that wisdom, not followed the guidance because the world is wiser, or the papers, or their friends are wiser. When my inner truth spoke to me, my true self, because I was in such a low space, I was in a really up against the hard rock, I listened to everything it guided me with, and I took action from that place. And that made all the difference. And just kind of put this into context for you very quickly, is that within 3 years, I was a millionaire. And the following year, I made $1 million in just that year. And I can tell you this now, doing exactly the same quote-unquote job in the same career, in the same building, in the very same office, in the same economy, I was there. But see, I changed from the inside, and my inner sagacity, my wisdom, my true self, my energy, energy completely shifted. And when that happened, people were beating a path to my door. I had to get help to service the business that was coming in.
Wow. So, like when you change, so you're talking about your inner change,
yes,
then everything changes around you.
Absolutely. Amen.
And so in that pre-event stage of your life, there was a lot of fear.
Yes, huge amounts. I can't remember a day when I was without that fear, because not only did I fear for my future, I feared for my very presence. I didn't know what I was going to do. And each day, you know, that fear manifested itself in so many ways, in me not believing I deserved the people around me. Didn't, you know, my children, you know, weren't, I didn't get the blessing of them. My wife, you know, I couldn't see how I could deserve her. My self-esteem was shattered. I couldn't do business, couldn't look clients in the eye properly, regularly going to the doctors, you know, with medical issues. And of course, for him to turn around and say to me, well, it's stress, Derek, you know, you've got stress. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. We can medically find apart from you've got stress. I know, but of course, you know, we all know stress is a killer. So to keep hearing that message wasn't a great thing. So yeah, I was blocked, and I use this phrase, which I realized now, that I was stuck energetically, emotionally, financially, of course, all those areas I was stuck. And it's hard to be your true self when you're stuck. I didn't even know what that concept meant. But what I found was that I dared to be me from that moment. I made such radical shifts in my life. Because I think what I want to share with you today, Anne, is that I'd learned so many ideas and from books and courses, but I'm still broken, depressed. And a lot of philosophies. What came out of me was a practical philosophy to change my life from the inside out immediately. That shifted everything for me. And I think that's a lesson for all of us. Inside of us all, there is that wisdom, that sagacity, that truth, that true self. And every one of us can sit down at least once a day and drown out, close off the outside voices, shut off the newspaper and the media and the people around, and just listen and go within. Meditate if you wish. Focus on going deeper and deeper inside, and then allowing the wisdom from that place to come through. And there's a real strong clue to how we can accelerate this process. This isn't just a meditation to be in a nice place and then to come out of your meditation and go and fight your day, as many people do. It's about going into that space inside and then following the words, the thoughts, the questions, the phrases and the ideas that come from that place. In small and in large, the guidance that comes, follow it through without question. Because the questions, of course, come from the ego and from the mind. This is about going to your truth and daring to follow the guidance from that truth.
Beautiful. Oh, what amazing wisdom that you're sharing with us. And we're going to break for a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Better communication means better relationships in every sense of the word. When you communicate more effectively and interact more effectively, your life is lived more effectively. Tune in to Talk Time with Trish, featuring host Trish Ferrante and co-host Lisa Stewart. Our program is all about the human element. We are all comprised of parts and stuff that we may be aware of or others may be aware of. When we become aware of what others are aware of, it means more to us. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And we are talking to this amazing person, Derek Mills, who is teaching us about tapping into our inner wisdom to change our lives, to be aligned with our true self. And he's written a book called The 10-Second Philosophy. So, Derek, this 10-second moment that you had with the security officer, and it led you to your true self.
Yes.
Because you heard your real voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so that voice was telling you to not make goals, but standards. So what kind of standards did you make for yourself that caused that change to become a millionaire?
Okay. I think one of the clarification of the philosophy is that, most people are not happy because they're constantly setting goals which are future-based. You know, whether it's next week, next month, next year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And as human beings, we cannot help doing this. When we set those goals for the future, we naturally attach our happiness to the achievement of those goals. If anyone listening right now can say to yourself, have you ever set a goal to make you unhappy?
No.
So, no. So we therefore set goals to make us happy, and that's the problem.
I see.
Therein is the challenge, because the happiness that we attach therefore to that future achievement of that goal means you learn to have our happiness in today, in right now, in the present. And we say to ourselves, like I did for 18 years, that when I've got that, when I'm there, then I'll be happy. When I'm that weight, when I've got that income, that job, that house, then I'll be happy. And I never was happy for 18 years of life. I could have been dead the next day and didn't have the happiness. So goals trick us, and they say, be happy tomorrow, it's tomorrow. But you know, there's no such thing, and it's an illusion. We only have today. We only have the present time. 2,000 years ago, Jesus taught us, when he walked on this earth, he said, give us this day. He taught us the prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And in that prayer, there are four words that are coming back to me over and over and over again from that day till this, which was, give us this day. It's about being in today, about being present, giving today, sharing today, loving today, caring, getting from today, getting through today, getting into today, about today. And no, I don't think he misspoke. I don't think it was a slip of the tongue, you know, being son of God and all that. I don't think he slipped. If he meant to say, give us this week, or give us this fiscal quarter, or give us this year, I think he'd have said so. He said, give us this day. And that's ancient wisdom there. He also said it later in Scripture, have no worry for tomorrow. And to me, the realization became the only way to have no worry for tomorrow is to utilize methodologies to keep you present in today, with the best of you in your life, happy today. Because happiness is a now experience.
So you can really be the best you can be.
Yes, today, but using standards. Because standards say, and this, there are five components what a standard is. And we can capture these five moments. We can write them down. We can memorize them. But a standard is a basis, criteria, level, quality, or rule. Basis, criteria, level, quality, or rule that we run our lives by. But we set them from within, from who we are, by going inside and saying, okay, in my health, in my relationships, in my career, in my emotions, in my time, and with my family, with my environment, what are the right standards? What are the right basis, criteria, level, qualities and rules that I should live my life by? Set them from within, not from outside of us. And when I take people through this process of reviewing their old standards, so few people realize that they're already living their life by standards. But most of these are completely unconscious, and they weren't set by choice. They came from your first employer, or the people used to associate with when you were 21.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or what you're told by the media, or your career, or your industry. And when I realize this, the people go, oh my goodness, I've been living my life by standards that I didn't choose, that I didn't set. I'm 38 years old, they might say to me, and I have these standards when I met those people when I was 21. And those standards no longer honor and serve me. Now, what I realized actually is that people could then begin to let go of the standards, no longer serve them. Let go of the standards that don't honor you. Because when you honor yourself, it means to remember yourself, to remember who you are. Honor is to remember. So if these standards that you had in the past no longer honor you, don't cause you to remember who you are, we can drop those standards, get rid of them, and just for today, live by the new standards that we set. So we can then say to ourselves, in these key areas of our life, there are seven key areas of life, which I call the perfect life system. And in these seven key areas, we can set new basis, criteria, levels, qualities, and rules. This is your life. So you can do this today. It doesn't matter whether your old standards came from 20 years ago or 20 hours ago. You can set brand new standards consciously by going inside and living from that place. And here's the magic. Here's the icing or the cherry on top. We haven't got to stick to our standards for the rest of our lives. We just stick to our standards today. Whenever we discover the right standards for our life, we've only got to them today, just for one day. Give us this day, just until we get our head back on our pillow tonight. We stick to the standard that came through from our true selves for us. No pressure. I haven't got to do this tomorrow or next week or next year, just for today, as I was given my life, one day at a time. No pressure.
Wow. So what, can you share some of the standards that use?
Yeah, some of them bearing in mind I was driving around the country for tiny bits of business, and really, you know, part of that truth was that back in the old days, I used to drive around just for cash flow, just to get money in so I could pay it out, no profit for years. So I wasn't seeing wife and children, as I explained before. So I set some new rules about my family that immediately impacted my business. I said, no more working weekends, brand new rule, new standard. Weekends is family time. That's my new rule. So anyone, any client or prospective client wanted to see me at the weekend, the answer would be no. Sorry, that's my family time. Friday, looking at the pressures around my relationship with my wife, I said Friday is Derek and Jerry time. My wife is called Geraldine, Jerry for short. That was Jerry time. Jerry and I would be together. Kids were at school. That was our day together. No more getting to work, you know, before my kids were out of bed. I would take my kids to school every single day. Mm-hmm. That was the quality of our relationship. And then what I then looked at was no more evening appointments, because I want to improve the level of my family time. And so these were little things, but you made a massive impact, of course, because my wife became a better wife. My kids became better kids. My friends became better friends, and my health became better health. Well, now what really changed? Well, you know what changed? It was me that changed. So everything else about me improved. And what became magical in my business is that people will respect us. People will give us respect in our business life based on the standards that we set. I want to rephrase that again, because it's the same in business and relationships. If we set the standard, that's the respect that we get. If we raise the standard, or make it more real and true for us, for ourselves from within, people will give us respect at that level. Tell me what I mean by that. The moment I began to say to prospective clients and existing clients and customers, I cannot see at the weekend, I don't do evenings anymore, no more morning appointments because I'm taking my kids to school, as if they looked at me and went, wow. Part of them must have been thinking, I'd love to be able to do that. I really respect this guy. I'll do business with him. Others were saying, wow, he must be really busy because he can't see me at weekends anymore, and I want to be part of this busy guy, and no more evening appointments. So when I began to say, I can only see you 2-3 days a week, and we will call you with an appointment rather than you calling us with one, then the whole, you know, when you're different from the inside, people see you differently. And when they see you differently, they treat you differently. And my world just took off. So I set a new standard, some new rules, some new qualities, my relationship and my business. I must have nice clients with a certain level of wealth, because when I was struggling before, I was dealing with the very bottom earners, and I needed to move them to somebody else to look after, because in a nutshell, I was going broke, I was going out of business. And when you're out of business, you can't serve anyone. So I raised the standard of my minimum order, raised the standard of my minimum transaction. And it was as if by magic, the universe said, what were you waiting for to increase your standards? So that standards that are really true for you, for your life and for your family, and to be happy and to be healthy. What were you waiting for to raise your standards? Did you not realize that this was in your control? The moment I did that, if the world just saw me in a brand new light, I was doing the same presentations and people kept saying yes. They were seeing the energy that wasn't there before, but it was hidden. So my life changed. People talk about the money shifts, and you know as well as I do, the shift in the financial results for all of us comes when we make the shift on the inside energetically. And when I began to be my true self energy began to shine. And I've worked with people who've come to me about, Derek, I want to increase my income. I want to increase my turnover in my business. And after 2-3 sessions of working through discovering their true self and setting standards from within, they've come back to me saying, Derek, I was in the car with my son the other day, and we had the most amazing connection. We had this great conversation. And my wife and I are getting on better now. because we found that this was an issue. Or Derek, my partner, you know, if I'm engaged to this person, and all of a sudden I get him, and before I was going to call the wedding off, and now I'm feeling that I'm more comfortable, and my job is better. And everyone seems to be looking, and some friends I've had to let go of because they were taking me, they weren't the right standard for me. They're getting me to the wrong things. They weren't bad people, but they weren't right for me. Right. So I had to learn about the company I should keep and the right standard of company I should let go. So it's as if to say, even when they came around the business issues, they got that, but they got so much more. Because when you're your true self, you are being your true self one day at a time in all aspects of your life. It's not about the money. It's about your truth.
Wow. And let's just reiterate that the interchange produces the outer behavior and the outer results.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because when you shift, and the reason why I say the pressure is off is if anyone today can look at seven areas of your life, your personal health and fitness, the environment that you surround yourself with, your relationships, family, emotions that you run each day, your career and your time. And each one of us can take a pen and a paper or grab our journal and begin to look at, where do our old standards come from in these areas? And where we can do, see, my standards aren't your standards and yours aren't mine. We're all different. But it is about saying, review our lives, not in terms of what we might have one day with these goals that never are never attained, but saying, who am I today? If this is my last day on earth, who am I today? And let me set my standards up to serve me today. And the more we can do this in all of these areas and set new rules, new qualities, new levels, a new basis for operating that area, we can begin to become healthier, happy, better relationships, review our old standards, let go of the ones that don't honour us, remember who we are, remember who you are, and set new standards that serve you from that place. And then be patient, because you've changed, the world will suddenly collaborate all around you, and you will shift.
Wow. Very powerful. So when you live consciously at these selected standards, chosen mm-hmm. from your true self,
yes.
or, you know, and that's probably related to your core, your heart, and your intuition.
Absolutely.
You can create a whole different future.
Yes. I mean, that's a beautiful way of putting it, by the way, because and when you know, Jesus said in biblical terms, have no worry for tomorrow. You know, I was thinking, and I've got for most of my adult life until I woke up, you know, 9 years ago, how do you not worry about tomorrow? How do you do that? There's the bills to pay.
Yeah.
There's the negative news. There's these friends. I've got family issues. How do you not worry? How do you do that? You know, perhaps it wasn't a practical text in the Bible, but actually it's really, really practical. Because what went before it was actually saying, you know, was to give us this day. Because we only have today. And if we do the best we can do today, and we are ourselves today, we can be happy. When we are happier in the day, in the moment, and we stay present, everything around us shifts energetically. And we will not find that a goal will not help us to be better in the future. Our future is taken care of by being all we can be today. And when we, you know, I'm going to just give you something that came to me last year. People kept turning up to my office, you know, for guidance about, you know, the family or the business or the relationship or they're not feeling who they are, with lots and lots of problems, a bundle of problems. And I would say, the reason that you're here with these problems, and I'll really rephrase that strongly by saying, reason why you're here, as in here in time, here in this office, here with these problems, is because you have not trusted yourself. You have not gone within and trusted yourself. That's your wisdom. You've trusted the newspaper, the friend next door, the colleague in the office, everyone else. You've not trusted yourself. And you came here from the source, part of God, part of energy, part of the universe, part of the wisdom of everything. We know energetically, this is part of your work, that we are all from that intelligent energy of the universe. So this part of life came through you. Why have you given that away? So when you, the problems that we are experiencing, because you've, if you gave away your energy and you gave away your wisdom and you gave away your sagacity and you gave away the gifts and the talents that you came here with, you're going to have more problems than you should have had. Mm. Whereas you begin to live your truth. And that, I know, you know, sometimes that takes courage.
Mm-hmm.
For some people who are blessed, like me, I was blessed because I had so many problems. I was so low. It didn't take any courage. I thought, well, I'm not living that way anymore. It just took my truth. And truth is more powerful than courage.
Right.
And I'm also
seeing that, you know, you're standing in your power when you're standing in your truth.
I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and your truth, so you don't need willpower when you're your truth. because your truth is more powerful than will. So if you're having to push and to fight and to strain every sinew, you got to question, well, am I using willpower to stay in the game? See, if you just live your truth, that's you just being. And you mentioned this right in your introduction. It's about being rather than trying to do or to push. And maybe an indication that we're not necessarily in living in our true selves is when we're having to fight for everything and pushing and struggling all the time and willing ourselves to go through one more day. These, with my the benefit of hindsight, that was my life.
Mm.
And I did all that pushing using willpower just to stay in the game. And yes, thank God, I stayed above ground. I stayed alive. But my real life began when I woke up and dared to be me, living my truth, speaking the words that came out, the phrases, following the questions that came to me from inside. I do believe that every one of us, and you, me, and all of your listeners are there with part of God or wisdom or the universe, whatever your belief is actually inside of you. And all we have to do
right.
is to wake up, because that's why I said everyone is a genius.
Yeah.
The book is around not a philosophy. It's a philosophy for helping you to release your genius. Because what I'd realized after 18 years that I was a genius. And if I'm a genius, every one of us is a genius. We have that inside of us. And that's why the book is written. That's why the practical steps are there for one reason, to help us to access our own energy with practical steps and to release our genius, our energy we came here with, into our lives. And we might change our lives, but you know, like Rosa Parks, we could set a new standard and change the whole world.
Wow. Okay. Again, we're going to break for a commercial. We'll be right back. Okay.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
We are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, and we're talking to Derek Mills, who has written The 10-Second Philosophy, A Practical Guide to Releasing Your Inner Genius. Okay, so Derek, let's talk a little bit about the practicality of setting these standards and using your perfect standards one day at a time.
Yes. Standards are really, really straightforward. There are seven key areas in our life that when we change something in one of those seven areas, they affect everything else. And we can start by looking at one of those areas or two or three of them at the same time. And some people, of course, will go for everything. So whatever you do. But the seven key areas are: one, personal health and fitness; two, your environment, which is your internal environment, which is your attitude, the standard of your thinking, how we can retrain that. And the second is the environment we allow ourselves within. If we allow the negative newspapers and the radio in the car every half an hour, and we listen to the TV, I don't know, wherever I go in the world, it's pretty much the same stuff. It's who's died, when the next war is going to be, what's happened, what's bad in the economy. And if we feed ourselves, if this is the quality, which is the standard, if this is the quality of what we allow into our lives, we cannot then be surprised when we go to our minds that there is no rose garden. There is no grass, there's no flowers, there's no beautiful trees, there are no salads and vegetables and fruit to feed us. There's just a dark, sticky pit, because that's what we've allowed in. So we need to be able to really, from the get-go, begin to filter and set a new standard for the quality of what we allow into our environment. And through the book, is what I share is how to do that and the key areas to look out for. Then we have relationships, which is really straightforward. My father brought up 7 kids. His wife, our mother, died when he was 38 years old. And at 38, with 7 young children, with 2 new rules, he said. Well, 1, drop the bad company. And 2, you must keep good company. This is the man immigrated from Jamaica to England when he was a young man, lost a wife at 38, brought up 7 kids who all did well, with 2 rules. Because he knew, with no qualifications, no experience, no academic qualifications, that we will become like those with whom we associate, because that's what's the standard of our relationships. Both our loving relationships, our friend relationships, the standard of those will determine our life. And he knew that, with no qualifications, no bits of paper to his name. And that's how he brought us up, with those standards. Family is important. You know, you heard from my story, heaven sent me angels, my wife and my children, into my life, and I wasn't spending any time with them. I wasn't getting anything from them. I wasn't giving to them. When heaven sends us angels, we must set standards in our lives to spend time with these angels that we have, our real earth angels. So I shift the whole of my life around to say, okay, more time with my wife, quality time, conversations, engaging, building the relationship, getting to know them, sharing myself with them. Set all new rules and qualities and a new basis of operation, which is called, of course, a standard. And it's the same with our emotions. Most people run their basic emotions without realizing that research for the last 80 years has told us that we do our emotions. But 9 out of 10 people let their emotions run them. So it's about setting in brand new standards and being that new standard of emoting today. Whatever happens to you, and if what you do is anger, if what you do is frustration, here's the good news. Because we do most of our emotions, we can do other emotions and make them become our standard response in circumstances. That shifts the whole of our energy when dealing with other people. So, and then, of course, the career. You saw how my career was different to everybody else's and yours is different to mine. So it's about looking at our own career and our own job and saying, where can we make some shifts in our standards? What are the bases I can operate from? What's a new criteria that I can set from my truth, from within? What's a new rule that I keep in place that really does honour me that didn't before? What's a new level that I can incorporate that makes my life more true for me? And someone said to me once, is that a selfish thing to do? And I said, absolutely, absolutely not. Because this life was given to you and you are the best for all your relationships and for your clients and your customers when you are the best of you. That's why everyone around me suddenly got better.
Right.
And I got better.
It reminds me of honor thyself. Amen. And if you don't honor yourself, how can you honor the people around you?
Absolutely. Right. And the T in perfect, C is for time, for career, and the T is around time, which is around doing a mop-up. What other standards could you set that could enhance and make more real your time on this earth? Some people may be to be literally time management standards. For others, it's actually, I'm here for 4 score years and 10. What can I find inside of me and set a brand new standard around helping me to be who I am? That's like a catch-all. So, by the way, this on my website, there's a free download, which is called the Perfect Life Standard System. It also comes with an audio that talks about why goals don't work. But this download allows you to literally, it's a written document, takes you step by step, review your old standards, discard the ones that don't honour and serve you anymore, remember who you are, set new standards, and commit to being the new. So they're available on the website at Derek-Mills or Derek-Mills.com.
Perfect. Yeah. Wonderful. So,
and it is perfect.
Yeah.
it's really funny because when I sat down, 9 years ago, the areas of my life that were most important to me, which I was the biggest failure at, became so obvious that that's where I had to begin setting new standards in. So it's for each of us to look at our lives and go, what's really, really not happening in my life right now? And set brand new standards and then be patient. Because the world has to collaborate to bring that to you, which you've now discovered is there. The world has to collaborate.
So let me just ask you, so you set these standards like every day, so you only go one day at a time, and then you reset the same standards, or may tweak them the next day or whatever.
No, it's a great question, because what I do, I set the standard for those areas of my life, and I only this is the key thing, I only commit to sticking at them for one day.
Okay.
I don't necessarily change them. I may take 2 or 3 years or weeks or months to change the standard. Mm-hmm. So as I shift and change myself, I can say I'm going to increase the standard even more, or make this one even higher, or treat this one. But the key thing is, when we set our standards from within, we're not saying I'm going to stick to my standards for the next 17 years and see what happens, or 3 years, or the next quarter.
Right.
We just stick to our standards. Give us this day.
Right.
Whatever we discover is right for us, just commit to being that just until you get your head back on your pillow tonight.
And what are you? Oh gosh, this is beautiful. I just feel like this is opening up the energy. This is releasing resistance or stuck energy. But yes. And it's getting us to be in flow with our lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love where you put that. Everything you said so far has been absolutely beautiful, because it's the language of true self. Is what it is. It's the language of flow and energy and. And when we are stuck, it's about, it isn't the thing that we're stuck on we should focus on. That makes us more stuck.
Right.
We just shift and say, shift and go energy on the fact that we're stuck. Does that make sense? And then work to release that so we become unstuck.
Right.
We've all done this. We've had a problem. We just keep work on the problem. And there's another problem. And then we notice there's another problem. And then we're stuck some more. And the reality of it is, the high instance of lots and lots and lots of problems is actually just the message to say energetically, you're not in your true self. So ignore those things that are happening. You can literally ignore those problems and work on being in your true self, basically going back to the source, stopping, pausing, meditating, going in as often as you can inside yourself each day, and allowing the words, thoughts, questions, phrases, ideas from that happen around you all day long to take you inside. Because it's easy enough just to sit and meditate in the morning. We can all do that and follow the wisdom that comes up. But it's also really important to have more 10-second moments. The universe is, one metaphor is, the universe is like a machine. It knows what it should be doing. Yeah, when the power it's given to each part. So the universe is constantly trying to get us back in alignment with who we are. So all the time it sends us messages, words, thoughts, questions, happenings, phrases and ideas. And we need to pay attention to them, allow them to stop us, to make us pause. Take that question, that thought, that word inside. I don't care if you're on a bus, on the tube, on the train, on an aeroplane, walking down the road, in your garden, allow it to stop you, to pause, to go deep inside and to realign. And take that word or thought or question or phrase or idea, let it go inside. And then there's the final thing that we do. When we allow that moment to go inside of us, follow the wisdom that comes from that place. Whatever comes up from that place, do it. If it says turn left instead of right, turn left instead of right. If it says call that customer or that friend or that colleague today instead of tomorrow, then take the action. Follow whatever comes up. In these moments, these 10-second moments are given to us sometimes many times throughout the day, sometimes once a day. And our lives can be, quote unquote, retuned, realigned when we begin to follow the message. The machine of the universe is saying, I've got this for you. Oh, sorry, you've walked on by. Here's a question for you. Oh, sorry, you've walked on by. And often in times our problems get bigger because the machine needs a bigger correction hammer. So it's just a bit harder,
Right.
A bit harder. And other times it just says, this part isn't working, I'm going to have to compensate. So you stay in your pain and the universe just keeps on going around you. Capturing the 10-second moments that are gifted to us by the universe.
Yeah.
And for me, it's about perhaps doing it on, if the faith has to be built, perhaps do it on small things and listen to yourself and trust yourself on small things first. Then as you trust yourself, your true self will trust you. And as our true selves trust us, it will give us more guidance and ideas. And the thing that turns everything around is when we begin to listen to the ideas and the wisdom from within, and follow it and take action from that place. This is not a passive philosophy. Listen to the wisdom from within and follow through. Take action in a physical world. I know you know this more than I do from the work that you do, that we are spirit, we are energy in the physical bodies.
Mm.
But actually in this physical world, which we have to weigh and measure and count things. And, we have to follow that wisdom in this physical world, even though we're not from this physical world. We have to follow the wisdom here, because we are here after all. Let's not pretend we're not here. We are here. And if we're here, let's bring our wisdom through our physical bodies, our spirits, into our lives, and we can revolutionize not just our lives, but the whole world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking at this in a little different way. I'm studying the heart, and that's why I use Live Radiantly mm-hmm. as my theme for all of these programs. And what I'm beginning to realize is that that true self is coming from the heart or the core. And but most of the times we let our brains or our egos control. But really, the heart is supposed to regulate our whole bodies.
Yes.
And it's the heart that sends messages. It's heart, the heart rate and the heartbeat. That's all different messages of energy that it's sending to every single organ, every single cell of our body. And when we listen to that, those are messages.
Yes.
Could be of peace, because if the heartbeat is, you know, regular, the heart rate is regular, or if your heart is giving messages from the brain and you've got chaos and stress and all that, you're getting chaos and stress messages sent to the rest of your body.
Absolutely agree.
And so I think tied into my work with understanding how the heart actually should be the core regulator of the body.
Yeah.
And that's where you find your true self.
Yeah. And what's great about that, because with your work, you talk about the organs of the body and the requiring energy. And it's being in the true self that will give the heart the energy.
Yes.
And when we're not in that true self, you know, the heart energy struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And it finds it hard to not just to get us, you know, into our real space, but to even keep us going. So it is around, you know, knowing that as we nurture and stay in our true self, we are nurturing and feeding the heart. We are nurturing and feeding our core. And, you know, as we know, even physically, the stronger the heart gets, the better it serves all extremities of our being. So
absolutely.
You know, I think this aligns really well with the work that you're doing around, you know, the energy that the organs need. It's real. You know, it's as real as the desk I'm knocking now.
Yeah.
It's as real as that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the true wisdom comes from within.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have so many other things we could talk about. But, you know, I just want to reiterate that the true self will trust you. Once you trust the true self, those little questions and those little ideas or the little nudges that we get, and once we trust that and we act on that, then the true self will then trust us and give us more messages. That's beautiful.
That is so true.
So let me just reiterate that Derek, you can find his website is www.derek-mills.com, and Derek is D-E-R-E-K, and he's got this wonderful practical, a downloadable PDF or something that will help you establish your own standards for his seven areas of life. So I recommend that you take advantage of that and really make the changes within so you can get the results on the outer. And my website is www.energizeforjoy.com. And please like our Facebook page, Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. And thank you, Derek, so much. You have one last moment or one last wisdom to share with us.
And I think you've done it. You've done that. We've done that work. And I want to thank you very much for the opportunity you've given me to share. Because when I wrote the 10-second philosophy book, it was really about saying, you know, my inner genius, I allowed it to come out and it produced the 10-second philosophy. I know in different parts of the world now, people are having their life changed because of that.
Mm.
And that I may well, in the spiritual world, I may be on the foothills of the spiritual mountain. But here's what I really, really believe. In the work that you do and the work that I do, we may wake someone up who moves way up the mountain above the foothills that we occupy and changes the world.
Mm.
And I knew when I was writing for someone to get the message and wake up, access their genius and change the world, either their world or the world. And I believe that's absolutely going to happen through the work that we collectively do. So please, God, we can carry on doing this work. And thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I think you wrote that book for me. Okay, thank you. And everybody, live radiantly.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.